1995, Coleman's Independent Radio. Music there from Arcade Fire, and it's called Ready to Start. And that's what we are doing right now, Tuesday, 4 o'clock, time for Sports Talk Live, Coleman's Independent Radio Station, Live 95. Brought to you in part each and every week by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Weir's Moolah, as well as the Player of the Week. Here's your host for Sports Talk Live, it's Jason Spiegel and Jason Spiegel today.
Hey, thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. Flying solo for the time being, but I think I may have just recruited someone who walked in the door. So, Ronnie out again. Again, I'd like to ask everyone to remember him and his family in prayer as they have a battle with his dad's help, and still battling that, and hope things work for the best of him. He is in our thoughts and prayers today. A lot more important things for him to be doing other than be here talking about sports. But we do have a lot of sports to talk about tonight. Coleman High School, the Bearcats will be entertaining Minor, and across the county there will be other games. Run down those in just a second, but let's catch you up to date on what has happened so far. Last night, Coach Scott Adams' Lady Broncos lost to number 2 Madison Academy 57-43. That ended their run of regional appearances at 5. They had been to Wallace 5 years straight. And last night, losing to number 2 Madison Academy 57-43. And I'm not sure if any of you picked up the Coleman Times today, but if you happened to pick up the Times, you might have saw a young lady from Madison Academy, 6'1", 12-year-old, playing for Madison Academy. They had a couple of girls, 6 foot, 6'1", one of those 12 years old. Now, I don't know how they grow them like that, but needless to say, that really played a part in the Broncos losing last night by 14. Again, they had been to Wallace 5 years straight, and Coach Adams doing a great job at Holly Pond, but unfortunately they came up on the short end. For the first time since 1997, the Fairview Lady Aggies will appear at Wallace in the regional tournament after defeating Columbia 52-36, a 16-point win for the Lady Aggies. And a lot of these girls, as it said in the Times today, were probably in diapers or maybe not even born yet the last time the Lady Aggies played in the regional tournament. Nevertheless, they will be there this year, 52-36 winners over Columbia. Jackson Olin ended the Lady Bearcats season last night in a close one, 65-59. The Lady Bearcats will move on now to softball, basketball season over, and their boys play tonight again, playing Minor. Huntsville girls lost to Lauderdale County 64-28. And the first thing you want to think when you hear 64-28 is, wow, what a blowout, or what happened to the Lady Bulldogs. One thing to keep in mind, not sure how close you follow high school basketball or girls high school basketball, but Lauderdale County, give you a taste of what these girls are about. As of now, they are 35-0 on the season. 35 wins, 0 losses. As of January the 15th, and they've won several games since then, as of January the 15th, Lauderdale County girls had broke the state record for consecutive wins, boys or girls, at 74. They're no stranger to state championships. 11. And get a load of this, 1987, 1991, 92, 93, 98, 2002, 2003, 2006, 2012, 2013, and 2014, the Lauderdale County girls were state champs. They are a powerhouse and would probably be a lot of boys' team. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but I've seen these girls play over the years. My daughter, when she was in school, was fortunate enough to play them at Wallace, and much the same result as what Huntsville got last night. Moving on to tonight, Cold Springs girls will host Hatton tonight at 6 p.m. Again, that's at Cold Springs, followed by the boys. Cold Springs boys will host Hatton also, and that game should tip off around 7:15, 7:30. The Holly Pond Boys tonight will play host to Wes Morgan at 7. Coleman hosting Minor again at 7. West Point will host St. John Paul II tonight at 7. And St. Bernard will host Decatur Heritage tonight at 7. And Vinemont travels to Madison Academy. And again, probably a 7 o'clock tip for that one. So Tommy Warhurst is gearing up and is just about ready to join us here. As soon as he gets plugged up, we will have him on. Tommy, great to have you.
Thank you, Jason. Good to be here. Now, can you say that St. John Paul Catholic High School II again?
No. Hey, Tommy, they should win this
one. Professional radio, y'all. We haven't gone out and rehearsed this show yet. So.
I can remember when West Point played them in the regular season, one of the biggest kicks I got out of Jason Coretti was him going back and forth with the name of that school throughout that broadcast. And the next week, we were listening to to another station somewhere going through some scores late at night. And they were the smart ones. They just called them SJP2.
SJP2. That's good enough for me. But don't you think West Point should be able to beat the Pope?
They should.
One thing, Tommy, all boys team, with the exception of Vinemont, that's fortunate enough to be playing tonight, are playing at home. And hopefully about 4:10, 4:15 area, Coach Bobby Meyer with Coleman Bearcats will call and give us a rundown. Boy, they had a tight one the other night.
They did. And what that means with all the boys team playing at home, too, is folks listening need to go to a ball game tonight.
Right.
Go to a ball game tonight, support your local teams, and take in some great basketball, too.
Any direction you want to head, you can go to a game. It don't matter if it's south, east, west, or just stay right here in the city, you can find a ball game to go to. So, and I'm telling you, I've never seen it. Ronnie and I talked about it, Tommy, and you've been around this area a long time also. I've never seen as much talent as this year in teams. Cold Springs ranked number one in 2A. Holly Pond ranked number one in 3A. Coleman ranked number three, I think, in 6A. I've never seen that before.
Just goes to show that there's a lot of talent here in two. Having the kids they're learning so much more at a younger age now. One thing that we didn't have when we played ball growing up, you didn't have pretty much year-round clinics or year-round camps or things, and now that's making better athletes as they get to the high school level and giving them a better opportunity to get into college now.
Yeah, it's turned into pretty much a one sport. It seems like if a kid's going to really excel, it's going to be a one sport. And like you said, they're going to do it year-round. They're going to play the peewee. They're going to play the AAU, the travel ball. And AAU, really important, these kids. A lot of high school coaches, and I think Coach Meyer, one of them, not crazy about the AAU programs, and they do leave you with a dirty feel. Yeah. But if a kid's going to get noticed, it's AAU.
Right. Yep. Yeah, back in the day, sports was the season. You just rolled from one to the other, to the other, to the other. Nowadays, like you said, they're kind of focusing on one sport or the other. So
yeah, I can remember actually between basketball and baseball having a break, having a couple of weeks in there to kick back, do what you wanted to do. And now when the ball team's in at Wallace, they'll be rolling the baseballs out. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's cold for baseball.
Yes.
Of course, a couple of weeks ago at the county tournament, Wallace girls already practicing softball full speed, and man, it's cold. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you got to be tough, tougher than I am.
Yeah, so. And those seasons, like you said, those seasons will be here before we know it, too.
So hopefully a couple of minutes, as we said, Coach Bobby Meyer will call around the 4:30 mark. Coach Tim Willoughby of the Cold Springs Eagles will call us. And at 5 p.m., Coach Mitch Morris of the Holly Pond Broncos will call. And, Tommy, I think all these teams playing at home tonight, Vinemont, a tall task going to Madison Academy, but the teams fortunate enough to play at home, I think all bring home the victory tonight. Now, could be wrong, but I think they've got a good shot.
Yeah, the home court advantage will play a big deal, and I would feel for anybody who has to go to Madison Academy and play any sport, whether it's basketball or baseball or soccer or football. They just bring in some great athletes up there.
Yeah, and let me ask your opinion on something. I have battled this actually with some people who had a child go into Madison Academy. What's your thoughts on private schools playing in the tournaments with the public schools?
They need to take another look at the classifications, in my opinion. I don't have a problem with them playing in the basketball, the baseball tournaments, but still, even them playing up two classifications, is not quite justification enough.
Right.
In 1987, we played for the state championship in football in Mobile against UMS Wright. The Dirty 30, they called us at Aniana.
The Dirty 30. I'm not going to ask where you got that name.
We just got down and got after it. And the folks from UMS Wright were like a small college. They had the offensive team, the defensive team, kicking teams. And what was you know, even more interesting there is the boys' school was on one side of the road. The girls' school was on the other side. They were two private schools. The cheerleaders and the band members would come from either school. But as far as counting boys in that school, they only counted the boys. So they were, you know, they could have been a 7A team now. They were playing at the 3A level right then. And, you know, they beat us 28-14. We didn't win the state championship. We were just outmanned.
Yeah.
You know, I think now they're making them play two classifications up. But even that, in some cases, is just not the right justification, in my opinion.
No, and when Madison Academy can go out and recruit. I mean, they won't call it that. But I remember, I would say it was 3 years maybe before Tyler graduated in 2006, I think. So say 2002, 2003, somewhere around that area. Madison Academy just happened to get a 7'1" black kid from Africa. Now, how often does a 7'1" kid move in from Africa?
Yeah.
That can walk and chew bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, his kid ends up signing with the Indiana, didn't have the grades, went to a junior college, and I think he fizzled out from there, but still.
Yeah, when they can go out and recruit and basically give scholarships to go to school there, then, you know, that needs to be looked at a little bit different.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, have a private tournament. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't think the answer is throwing the private schools in with the public schools.
Yeah.
A big disadvantage for the public schools, they basically take whoever is in their area and you go with it. And I know a lot of county people are sitting there thinking now, well, Coleman High School does the same thing. No, it is a totally different ball game.
it's a different ball game. Now, in reality, it happens in every high school.
Oh, yeah.
You have kids that are living one place and they have an address somewhere else and they go play. But it's not near the extent that we're seeing in private schools.
And, you know, Tommy, me and you may have different feelings about this, but I'm for, you know, if the kid and the parents want to put out the effort for them to play at a certain school and want to go through the red tape that it takes to get there, go for it.
I agree.
If a kid wants to move to Coleman, Vinemont, Good Hope, if that kid's going to be happy playing at that school, go there.
I agree. What I don't agree with, though, is if the parents live in one town and grandmother or the aunt or uncle live in another town,
right,
and they're using grandmother or aunt and uncle's address to get in, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
I have saw a lot of red tape run around apartments rented, mm-hmm, and addresses that houses sit empty.
Yeah,
that's a totally different ball game.
Yeah, there's a high school in Northwest Alabama now that got a new coach about 4 years ago, and it was amazing how some of the other schools in that county or even the adjacent county had great football programs, and all of a sudden their football programs are going downhill, and this one school is absorbing athletes from all the other schools.
Right. Speaking of the Coleman Bearcats, Coach Bobby Meyer on the phone. Coach, welcome to Sports Talk Live, and congratulations on an area championship.
Hey, thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. We're fortunate to win, and, of course, playing at home always helps and beat a very good, awesome team. So, you know, we're sitting pretty right now at home again to play a very tough minor team tonight.
Right, and Coach Ronnie unable to be with us again. His dad's health still a problem, but I have Tommy Warhurst in here with me, and so in more than capable hands.
Yeah. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, Coach. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Hey, Coach, you talked about minor tonight. First, how big is the home court advantage? How do you feel? I mean, how much better do you feel playing at home than having to travel maybe to minor or to wherever? How big is the home court advantage?
It's huge, of course, and everybody knows that in coaching. When you coach basketball, it's very huge playing in front of your home court. For our area tournament, we had two sellout nights, so we had to close the doors literally to not let anybody in. And, you know, we anticipate the same thing tonight. And, you know, to have our student section, which has been phenomenal, and shooting on our own goals and not having to travel an hour or so down the road, it's always a big thing. And so we hope to take advantage of that.
Right, and when you get this far, it's never easy. It's not going to be a gimme. So tell us a little bit about Minor and what people can expect to see from them tonight.
You know, we're actually sitting here watching film at the moment, some more film. We've been watching a lot. They've got a big kid in the middle, as do most 6A's. Are going to have, you know, they got a kid about 6'5", 6'6", and a big bruising kid, and they've got their point guard's a very good player, a good shooter. And, you know, they're athletic. And so, you know, you got to play great help defense and be able to cut your gaps off and box out. And hopefully we can do that. And, you know, for us, we need to shoot the ball well.
Right.
We're a perimeter team, and so we want to shoot the ball well and have a good night shooting. But mine is very good. They were in a tough area with Jackson Olin. And, you know, they were a regional team last year. And so they got several guys back from that team. And so it's going to be a tough contest.
Tommy, I'm sitting here. Tommy walked in at the last minute, Coach, so we may have a delay or two. I'm seeing if he wants to say anything. But, okay, talking about shooting the ball well, Schaefer the other night, what was it, 35
yeah.
points?
Yeah, he had a big night.
Awesome, Schaefer.
35 points. Yeah,
lost. If you can get that kind of night out of him tonight with the addition of some younger guys, you got to feel pretty good about your chances.
Yeah, we have some guys that can really shoot it. Lawson is one of them, and Bronte Harris and Seth Swab and Jason McAfee and a few others that can shoot it also. So, you know, we hope on any given night we're going to have three or four of those guys who are making shots and not have to depend on one guy. And, you know, Lawson had a big night. He's had lots of big nights, but you know, we've had Bronte lead us in scoring and Seth lead us in scoring. So it just varies. Whoever gets covered up, the other guy's got to step up and make the shots.
Well, Coach, in the last couple of years, you guys have set records for attempts and you've set records for made shots. And talking about Minor having the big guys inside, working your guys on the perimeter, like you mentioned, being a perimeter shooting team, going for the three tonight, how do you see that playing into the ball game tonight for you guys to be successful?
Yeah, you know, when we play teams, it's really a contrast in styles. And you know, we do what we do well, and they have some things they do well. And as you execute in a game plan, the team that can, you know, make what they do well happen is going to win the ball game. So we're going to try and really force tempo, keep the game at 94 feet, and, you know, make them get it up the floor in a quicker pace than they would like. And try and take quicker shots than they would like. And so that's the way we play. We kind of name it Fast 32. So we're going to play 32 minutes as fast as we can. And in that midst of that, you know, they're going to not be in the kind of style that they want to be, you know, playing half court and really looking for their post guys. So, you know, the speed of the game, we kind of negate the post guys also. And that's what we're about, is trying to make our style overcome your style.
Right. Coach, if or when you win tonight, what does it look like at Wallace?
Very tough is what it looks like. You know, the team that advances out of this game tonight is probably looking at playing Athens. And on the other side of that bracket, you would have most likely Lee out of Huntsville versus the Austin-Jackson-Olin game tonight, which is also the cross matchup from our area. And so, you know, it's going to be very good basketball down at Wallace, so I hope we're part of that.
Yeah, I hope so, Coach. And tell me, we were talking about this at the office earlier today. Why is it, you talk about the speed of the game, but why is it so many times you'll see the bigger schools, when once they get to Wallace, and they may play like this all year, but we only get a chance to get the scores or see them at Wallace, you have a 35-32 game, when we're used to seeing you guys put up 85, 86 points.
Right.
Is it all speed of the game, or are they playing that much better defense than everybody else?
Every now and then you get a 2-0 game, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's really unusual. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot better defenders. And you know, we've had our struggles with some of those teams, too, you know, when we play them. For instance, we played Parker last year in the regionals, and they're one of those teams that love a game in the 30s and 40s. And they were able to kind of lock us down. I think the final score we ended up with 50, I think, in the final. But they do put an emphasis on half-court defense. They put an emphasis on controlling tempo with their offense. They're not going to get in a hurry. And so that limits your possessions, and then that limits the score.
Right. And, man, as you said, for those of you, nobody else would know this, but I actually text Coach Meyer Saturday and ask him, you know, what kind of crowd expect, what time I should get there to get in and get a good seat. And he's told me the gates were opening at 5:45, and that's an hour and 15 minutes before tip. And I'm figuring if I get there at 5:30, you know, I'm probably 200, 300 back. Mm-hmm. So, Coach, I have to admit, I ended up staying at home and keeping an eye on Twitter. So.
Well, I wish you could have made it. It was an exciting game, and I wish you'd have been there to see it. But tonight should be much the same. I hope if you got a chance, come on out and watch tonight. And, we're expecting capacity. I don't know if we'll close the doors or not, but, you know, Minor, each team, we sent 500 tickets down to their place, and we had five. I think we had already sold close to all of our 500 today. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get some of their tickets back. So it'll be around 1,200 or 1,300 folks in there.
You got to love that. It don't get any better for high school kids. I mean, this is going to be something they'll remember for all their life. And, Coach, probably something you'll remember all your life.
Oh, yeah. I've been, you know, fortunate to have coached a lot of good teams, and this is certainly one of them. And we're enjoying the ride so far.
One more question. Lawson Schaefer is a senior, so win or lose, his minutes in a Coleman uniform are limited. Tell us what it looks like with the underclassmen, what you expect to have next year. Look into that crystal ball and tell us Coleman a year from now.
Yeah, we'll be slightly different. We'll have Seth Swab back. He's one of our top guards. We've got some good young guards. But one of the things we've got some good young posts, so we hope to develop those guys. And, you know, we're still going to play a fast style and up-tempo. It'll have to be a little bit more emphasis on the defensive end, but we still will get it up and down the floor and look to score early. We're not going to wholesale change things. We just got to fit some parts back together.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you, Coach, you may have heard this and may not, but when I first heard the news that you were leaving Vinemont and going to Coleman, I honestly said, you know, somebody needs to get Coach Meyer and have him evaluated. I think he has lost his marbles here. You go to Coleman, make the wrong person mad. He's losing his tenure, but, hey, you've made a great choice. You've done a great job. And, man, you've got Coleman basketball going in a way I've not seen it in my lifetime. So congratulations on that, and best of luck tonight.
Well, thank you, and appreciate what you guys do. And like I said, come out and see us, but also there's some other great teams around this county. Basketball is a really special time and special year this year. You know, some very good boys teams and girls teams, and so get out and support them because they need it.
All right. Tommy, you got anything else for Coach?
Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll let you get with it. That's Coach Bobby Meyer of the Coleman Bearcats, and I'm wishing them the best tonight. I think they're going to get the win, Tommy. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close one.
It'll be close. They'll have their hands full with the size and the speed of Minor. Those guys are going to come in. They're going to run up and down the floor.
Right. And I'm sitting here about to talk myself into. Uh-oh. Nobody is manning the board right now, apparently. So as Tommy goes to kill the dial tone, I'm sitting here trying to talk myself into going to that Coleman game. But I'm going to use a sick wife and a grandbaby being at the house to probably stay at home tonight, stay where it's warm. But, boy, I would love to see that game. And as he said, and Tommy, a lot of good games going on tonight. Cold Springs hosting, Holly Pond hosting. Not going to be an easy job for Holly Pond as they play West Morgan, who is also ranked in Class 3A. So.
But like you mentioned too, a lot of good basketball around there, and you've got plenty of time to get things wrapped up this afternoon and go take in a game at the area that's closest to you. So
right, you still got 2.5 hours of time to eat a bean and ease on down the road. So
and for Coleman to start getting in line, look at the pictures the last few games over the weekend.
I'm not sure I remember that happening before anywhere in Coleman when they line up. You know, as soon as school's out to get tickets to a game that night. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jay, if you are back in the control room, we'll go to a break and come back in just a few minutes. We'll have Coach Tim Willoughby of the Cold Springs Eagles. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman, Alabama.
You guys would think with me being gone for a whole week, I would have cloned myself by now.
Yeah, you should have.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, 4:27. Again, Tommy Warhurst sitting in for Ronnie Barnes out with his dad. About 3 or 4 minutes away, and I'm going to be betting that Coach Willoughby will call right on time. I mean, I know this guy.
I'm going to be betting that I think you know everybody in this county. I mean, it amazes me who you can get in here at the last minute.
Well, hey, but today with Tommy, actually, it was just prayer and good luck.
There you go.
Because I would be sitting here boring a lot of people right now.
That's all you need sometimes.
And since I'm sitting here, I'm going to take a minute to talk about something that you or Jay, neither one, know anything about. But our Cullman Lions Club every year has a fish and ham dinner. And this year's dinner is coming up on February the 28th. All the proceeds go to our Cullman Lions Club charities, which a lot of that money stays right here in the city of Cullman and in Cullman County. And tickets are only $10. A lot of businesses are buying them to feed their employees. You can come eat in the cafeteria at Cullman Middle School. You can drive through the takeout line and get a takeout.
And they can stop by your office and get your tickets whenever they want, right?
That is correct. They can get the tickets at the office, or I'll come to you if you want tickets. Just give us a buzz. But they're only $10. You're looking at probably about a $13 or $14 meal for $10, and it's a donation that goes to all the Cullman Lions Club charities.
When is that again, Tommy?
February the 28th. It's Saturday, February 28th at Cullman Middle School lunchroom.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like a good deal. And while we're at it, just tell everybody, because I've heard this question asked. Actually, people have asked me probably 100 times, and I have no idea, really. I make up some stuff sometimes and sound like I know what I'm talking about, but what exactly does the Lions Club do? Everybody knows the Cullman County Fair, but what does Lions Club do?
Everybody knows the fair. The fair is our largest fundraiser, and a lot of folks may not know every dime that we take in at the fair goes to cover the cost of the fair, and then anything above cost goes to charity. There's no money that's put to anyone. Someone asked a Lions Club member one time, what do y'all make to be here? And we just kind of chuckled. No, we're here. It's all volunteer. The fair is the biggest fundraiser that the Lions Club has. This fish and ham dinner that we're doing February 28th, that's our second largest fundraiser. Again, we're raising money. Our main priority is eyesight for indigent who need eye care, whether it's surgery or whether it's just glasses. That's what we give the majority of our money to. But there are dozens of local charities here in Cullman County that we give hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to. So anytime someone comes to the fair, if they come to the fish and ham dinner, they're helping people in our own community.
Right.
We also do we do peanut sales. We sell mops and we sell brooms. Those are probably our low-lying, always-running fundraisers. You know, you can get the nice heavy-duty brooms that you really don't see a lot anymore, or the nice old mops. We have those set around at different businesses in town. But really, the largest fundraisers that we do are going to be the fair and fish and ham.
Okay, good deal. And that tells you, and folks, if you don't believe eyesight is important, try closing your eyes and going somewhere. So I watched a movie just the other night. Tom, you may have seen it. It's called, I think, Crash 23 or Blast 23 or something, and it's a true story about a high school football player who lost his eyesight. Come home after a game, just suddenly got an infection, and a couple of days later was blind, ended up going back to play high school football. A real good movie. If somebody wants to catch a good movie, a clean movie, a movie you can watch with your family, so it was a great movie. Again, I'm going to run down the games for tonight while we're waiting on Coach Willoughby.
He's late.
He is late.
I should have taken your bet.
Yeah, you should have. I would have bet on that one, and you would have took my money. Tonight, Cold Springs girls will host Hatton at 6 p.m. The boys also hosting Hatton at 7:15, 7:30, somewhere around in there, and I'm betting that's Coach Willoughby now. Holly Pond hosting West Morgan, a team ranked in 3A. Coleman hosting Minor. We just heard Coach Meyer and what he expects in that game. West Point hosting the Pope tonight. I'm going to say it as Tommy said. SJP the second.
There you go. SJP two.
St. Bernard will host Decatur Heritage tonight at 7. Okay, on the line now we have Cold Springs basketball coach Tim Willoughby. Coach, welcome to Sports Talk Live. I'm Jason. You know me, and Tommy Warhurst sitting in with me.
Good deal. Thank you very much, Jason.
Hey, Coach, first, congratulations on the area championship. Tell us how big it is to have this game tonight at Cold Springs instead of jumping on a bus and riding for an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, you've been in this gym enough times to know, so I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's if there's a harder place to play, I've never seen it, you know, a high school game. I'm for a visitor, so... We love the idea of playing games here and big games. And the gym, people were starting to filter in. I mean, the gym's already filling up. So
wow, you gotta love that.
Yeah, and just the you know kind of the hype and the atmosphere. You know what it's like, but it's a tremendous advantage for us.
Right,
Coach, expand on that just a moment to how that affects your team to see folks lining up 2 hours before tip-off to get into a gym to watch their team play in the state playoffs. It's giving me goosebumps right now just talking about it, so I know it's got to have an effect on your guys.
Yeah, it does me too, and it means, it just means a whole lot to the players. And the thing about playing at Cold Springs is you have so many, the gym will be full of people who don't have kids playing, they don't have kids in school anymore. They might have played here 30, 40 years ago. And you know the players understand the tradition here. You don't want to let those kind of people down. And as I said before, we just got the best fans in the world. So, it means a lot to our players. They get very very excited to play here, and it helps us. I don't know how many points it's worth, but I know it's worth a lot. So it makes it much much easier.
Yeah, and a fan, Coach, you were talking about people that might not have kids playing or have never played, and they may have played there 30 or 40 years ago, but that made me think of a Cold Springs fan I always saw at the games, and I know she just passed away. I only know her by Mrs. Bush, and Tommy, she would come to the games, and her husband pushed her in a wheelchair. They were elderly. Her son actually went to school with me, but had no real connection to basketball. But as Coach said, they were there every game supporting Cold Springs.
Right. There's so many stories like that. I'll tell you one. Last year we played Holy Family here, and it was this game tonight. It was the sub-region game, so the winner went to Wallace, and it went to overtime. It was a great game. And we won, so kind of one of those miracle finishes. And we shook hands with the other players. And I remember I turned around and a man that I do not know, but he probably was 75 or 80 years old, grabbed me by the shoulder and shook my hand. He said, "Coach, I've been waiting 40 years to beat this, to see him." And I really don't know who he is, but I if you've been around here, you know the history back in the old days, the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
With Holy Family. And so that's what it is at Cold Springs with basketball. Okay. Now, that story is, kind of gives, if you're not from here, kind of gives you an idea of what it's like.
Right. And you beat Holy Family last year, and that brings me to my next point. Then I'm going to turn it over to Tommy for a second. But this year, as far as I know, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Cold Springs had never beaten Tanner until this year. And you beat them three times in one season. How tough is it to beat a team as good as Tanner once, much less three times?
Yeah, well, it's extremely difficult. And I told the newspaper Saturday night, the feeling is kind of like you're playing Russian roulette. You know, you sort of feel like your number's coming up sooner or later. But, you know, I didn't realize this, but a couple of my players were talking, and I understand, you know, we beat them 4 points every game. You know, every time
Wow. We've
beaten them, they've all been close. But I think we beat, you know, all of them have ended up being exactly 4 points. So it's tough. They're a really, really good team. But here's the thing. If you've got, you know, we've got Tristan Chambers, and at the end of the game, you know, he can make it happen.
That's it.
You get the ball to him, and if you got a player like that, I've had one or two, in my coaching career, you get at the end of the game, you get the basketball in his hands, and you got to feel pretty good if it's up to him, you know.
Right. I've got one more before Tommy, and he's actually got a question about Tristan. But Coach, the other night, I wasn't at the game, but from the reports I got, you get the ball in to Tristan. You're trailing 30. Did the thought of Tanner probably fouling him come in your head? But
yeah,
they actually let him go down the court and get off the shot, which he hit.
Yes, we talked about it. And when it was over, we talked about it. And as it happened, it was a missed foul shot. And when he got the rebound and started down the court, and he went right in front of the Tanner bench. And if they had wanted to, I think it's loud, but I think if he'd wanted to, you know, they could have, you know, the coach could have told him to foul him or whatever. But we talked about it, and the best take on it, you know, everybody's got an opinion what they would do in that situation, you know. But I think the best take on it, I was talking to my son. My son's 23, and he played for me at Curry, and we were talking when it was over, and he said, you know, Dad, if they'd have fouled him, he'd have hit both foul shots. Then y'all would have fouled Tanner immediately, and then instead of being 19 seconds, they'd have been in the same boat. They better hit both foul shots because he's going to hit the three at the end anyway.
Right, yeah, that's
so
true.
You know, that's kind of probably the way it would have been. But it makes for interesting, talk after with what you would do in that situation.
And getting him the ball, Coach, is kind of like back in the mid-90s, coming down to the end of a ball game, the Chicago Bulls, they're going to put the ball in Michael Jordan's hands, and that's kind of the caliber of an athlete that you've got now in Tristan now. And he had probably one of the dream performances, something that guys dream of having in the area championship game, probably the best game a player could have, 47 points, 17 rebounds, and 11 of those coming in overtime after hitting that three-point shot that sent the game to overtime. And he's only a junior, but can you tell us what kind of interest some colleges may have in him now?
Yeah, he's got probably, a half a dozen Division I offers. The most recent offer he got was from UAB. That was maybe a month or so ago. As a matter of fact, Jared Haas was at the game Saturday night, and when it was over, I talked with him briefly. And a funny story. Coach Haas said, "He said that's the second greatest basketball game I've ever seen." And he said, the greatest I ever saw, I played in.
No.
I'm assuming that was somewhere at Kansas. I don't know.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a cool story. I think I'll remember that one. But, there are going to be some scouts. There are going to be some colleges tonight coming down. And it's just kind of what you get. You get phone calls, just on a regular basis. And if we can continue on and get deeper, there'll be more and more. I had one call today from a school that had not contacted us previously. So there, you just there. It's a lot, and it's all Division One schools. So
that's great, Coach. Give us the quick scouting report on Hatton.
Yeah, Hatton is boy, it's about 180 degrees different from Tanner. Tanner wanted to play really, really fast. Tanner was pressing, and Hatton is. They're going to play slow, and they're going to make us defend, and that concerns me. And Hatton's got I told the players today when we met that they have as good clearly defined roles as any team I've seen. They have one player whose job it is to get the basketball up the court, in other words, to handle it. They have two players who are the scorers, and I mean they'll shoot it. They'll shoot it from the perimeter. They'll shoot it inside, and they both shoot it very well. Number four and number one, and then they have two guys whose job is to rebound and set screens. And I mean that's what they do. And they, you know, the guys who are the rebounders don't try to shoot it, and you know the shooters don't try to handle it. You know, they all have clearly defined roles. And they have gotten much better. They were on a six-game winning streak, and they were beating people who had beaten them earlier in the season. Now, until the area championship, they did lose to Tharptown, but my understanding is that they had a good lead in that game late in the second quarter, and it kind of got away. But they're going to try to play slow, and we've got to be very, very careful that we don't get impatient defensively or get impatient offensively. And you know, it's kind of like in football, we got to be careful we don't let this team dominate time of possession on us,
right?
Because you know, if you're playing defense all the time, you're not going to win a game, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Coach, speaking of the defense, knowing that they have a ball handler, two rebounders and two shooters, without necessarily giving away your game plan, can you cheat another guy on their shooters and try to cover those guys up?
Yeah, well, what you got to do is you got to get a guy on the shooter, and you can't come off of him. Kind of the problems that when you play Holly Pond, you can't come off of shooters because they got two. They just, you know, they'll knock down open threes.
Right.
So that means you got to defend the dribbler one on one, and you just got to see if you're good enough to do that. So tonight, their point guard, he's number five. And we got to see if we can defend him one on one, because when he penetrates, he's not looking to score; he's looking to kick, you know. So we got to see if we can defend him one on one, keep him from getting to the rim, and then you got to be on that shooter. So you close out when he catches the basketball. It'll be tough. And the thing is, most high school teams, they've got a plan; they'll go to it. But you need to play defense for maybe 10, maybe 15 seconds. This team tonight, we're going to have to be. You know, we got to be prepared to defend for 45 seconds or a minute, because they're going to try to hold the basketball for a long time. You know,
right? Lull you to sleep and get the easy ones.
That's it, and that's what you know. You play defense for 45 seconds, and one guy turns his head, and you leave that shooter open. You know, you might as well not have played defense at all.
Right?
Because the result will be the same. So that's the challenge, and it's not like what we faced against Tanner, but you know, basically. We played Saturday night, and this is Tuesday, and you don't have much preparation time, and it's just a completely different game.
All right. So, Coach, a couple of more questions. We'll let you go. I know you got a busy evening and night ahead of you, but Cold Springs is the number one ranked team in boys 2A. Is that added pressure, or is it actually intimidation for your opponent?
You know, that's a good question. We were ranked number one the first time right before Christmas, I think. And when that first came out, I thought it added a little bit of pressure. I thought we let that affect us negatively. I really do.
Right.
And you know, we lost in a Christmas tournament. We lost back to back games, and so we dropped down. And then we started playing again and clawed our way back. We got in the, I think it was in the last regular season ranking came out, and we were back up to number one. But this time, I think a little bit more mature way of looking at it, and it has not been an issue. I don't think it's, I think this time, to be totally honest with you, the newness of it wore off.
Right.
And when we went back to number one the last time, I think the players kind of said, you know what, it really doesn't mean anything. You got to go out and play well tonight, you know.
I said it's all decided on the court.
That's it. And nobody ever, you know, I say nobody ever talks about it. I did use it today, you know, when I was talking. I said, look, now this team's coming in, and you know, they know they're playing the number one. I'd read something in the paper that they're, some of the coaches had said, you know, they're playing the number one team in the state. So they use it maybe as motivation, the other teams. But
right.
I don't think for us it really factors in, though. You got to win it on the court.
Yep. Coach, we hope that you move on and you advance, but the reality is we don't know what tonight holds. But looking into your crystal ball and considering you've got two of the county's best players, Chambers and Freeman, coming back next year, what do you see for Cold Springs basketball next year?
Yeah, well, you know, I see that I'm blessed, first of all, and very fortunate. And we'll work at it this summer, and you know, those two players and some other guys, you know, they're going to work hard. We've got several kids that'll play summer league, which I think is important. They'll be around basketball in the off season. They'll play a whole lot of basketball. And hey, look, I told Tristan this. I'm real hesitant to say too much to kids. You want kids to be humble. But I told him the game Saturday night, and I've coached a couple of Division I players at other schools. I've seen some good players. But I told Tristan when the game was over Saturday night against Holy Family, it's the greatest game I ever had a player play.
Right.
So when you start there, and then you talk about Josh Freeman, who only scored two in that game, but, you know, the first time we played Tanner, he scored 30.
Hey, that's a good thing to have, a guy that may get you 30 any given night. So.
Sure. I mean, you know, matter of fact, that night, the night, and that was the game at Tanner, Josh scored 30, and Tristan, he struggled a little bit that night. I think he had 17. And then in this last game, it was kind of, the roles were kind of reversed, you know. So it's good. You got players that, I look at it as Tristan and Josh give us firepower. When they're on, you know, they're really on. And, you know, you're going to have a chance to win basketball games if you've got players like that.
Right. Well, Coach, I know you got a million things to do and probably a million other people wanting to get a word with you, so we're going to let you go. But before we do, I want to wish you the best of luck tonight. Hope you get the victory and see you at Wallace.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Coach Tim Willoughby, Cold Springs Eagles, beat Tanner tonight, Hatton. I've already got them playing Tanner again, and that could happen down at Wallace. Who knows?
You never know. Again, you know, just depending on where you are in the county, go take in a basketball game tonight.
Right.
There's some great talent, and there'll be some great ball games tonight.
Hey, Coach Willoughby, getting me and you both fired up.
Yes, sir.
All right, go into a break. We'll come back and hopefully have a chance for Moolah before Coach Mitch Morris of the Holly Pond Broncos calls us at 5 p.m. to talk about tonight's game. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038. 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Okay, 4:51, money, 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 means it's time for Moolah, brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama, the sponsor of Where is Moolah? Moolah had been up for grabs and won again by Cindy Wilson. Tommy, not sure if you've kept up with this, but Cindy's won it for about her eighth, ninth time probably. She's making a living off of Moolah.
Yeah, so. She's going to have to file. Uncle Sam's going to want his portion.
She's way over the 600 mark. So.
Executive management decision. Cindy will now be employed as the contract salesperson for advertising sales here.
Yes. If anybody loses anything, as I said 100 times, she is the person to contact. But Cindy, not eligible this time, so it's up for grabs. Moolah. Hidden in our mind, in our sick minds, as Ronnie says. And so I'm going to narrow it down for you. Moolah is in Coleman County this time. Ronnie not here.
I climbed up that tower before you started. It's not on the tower.
Yeah, it's not on the tower. It's not even here at the station. But funny you should say that, Jay, because if you are looking for Moolah, and here's the clue, People's Bank, where's Moolah? If you are looking for Moolah, you might need to look with wings. You might need to look with wings. And so we'll give another clue before the show ends today. Hopefully nobody will solve it today. Like for it to last on into Thursday. But if you think you got it, give us a call. And again, it's got to be the exact location. You can't tell us it's at 3rd Street. Where at on 3rd Street? You can't tell us it's at...
It's not in the birdcage at Pet Depot.
Yeah, it's not at Vinemont. I mean, you know, it's got to be the exact location. So, anyway, we'll be talking to Coach Mitch Morris in about 7-8 minutes, hopefully. Get his take on tonight's game. And, Tommy, as we've talked to two coaches, one thing.
So if you want to take a stab at Moolah, 256-737-9951, we'll work you in.
Right. One thing in common, both places talking about people already being there for tonight's game. So,
and that, just like Coach Willoughby mentioned at Cold Springs, that's got to be exciting for the players to know they're 2 hours away from game time and folks are standing in line to get in their gym to cheer their team and their school.
Right.
That, like I said, that gives me goosebumps just thinking and talking about that as a former athlete that's been away from a game for 25 years. That would just get your blood pumping.
Oh, yeah, and it's like if you've ever been around Coleman High School football season, you go by, and it looks like a college game. People tailgating, grills going, motorhomes sitting there with the flags flying. That's what high school sports is like at the top level. And right. Tonight, you're going to see it at the top level if you catch one of these games.
Yeah, we're seeing the cream of the crop and some of the best in the county tonight. And there are, there's four home games in the county tonight. Is that right?
So, that's right.
Depending on what area you're closer to, I'm telling you, go take in a game. You will not be disappointed tonight.
And I'm not sure, and I wish I'd asked Coach Willoughby this, Cold Springs girls and boys playing both on the same night. It surprises me, the state being the way they are about money, they let that happen, because looks like to me they make more money if they divide that into two nights.
I agree, because they're probably not going to clear the gym and then start all over again.
No.
So you're getting two for one, really.
Yeah. So if you want to bargain, Cold Springs is the place to be. If you want to save on gas and you live around town, Coleman, West Point, not too far out to Holly Pond, as Tommy said, main thing is catch a game. So, again, where's Moolah? Brought to you by People's Bank. You may need wings or you might want wings if you are looking for Moolah. Tommy, the good thing about this clue, people don't know if I'm talking about chicken wings or wings.
You've got me thinking about chicken wings.
Cindy, when you get a chance, she'll appreciate that.
Yeah, Cindy, I've got a W-9 here waiting for you. So,
yeah, as my stomach growls, I'm thinking more along the lines of chicken wings. Right. So,
Tommy, we've got about 5 minutes, so let's just pick our winners tonight. Ronnie and I do this on a regular basis, and again, this don't mean a hill of beans, but we're going to pick them. Tonight, Cold Springs girls play host to Hatton. Who you taking in that one?
It's probably going to be a countywide clean sweep on my part. I'm going to go with the Cold Springs girls. You can't go against that group of girls.
That's right. Tammy West playing at home. Yeah. Cold Springs, that's a big advantage, as Coach Willoughby said, playing at home. The Cold Springs boys hosting Hatton, and you've already said you're going clean sweep.
So. Yeah, we look. I mean, the competition's good. These are going to be great ball games, but the big advantage are the people who are standing in line right now to get in these gyms. Those people can make a difference in the ball game tonight, and I think that's what I'm leaning for is that home court advantage, giving the home guys a little bit more heat in their blood flowing and intimidating the opponent just a little bit more. So right. I'm saying, yeah, Cold Springs boys, Chambers, you know, between Chambers and Freeman, one of those two guys are going to have a big night.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. Cold Springs boys, I think, gets the win. Holly Pond and Coleman, probably the toughest challenge. West Morgan is ranked, but was blown out by Madison Academy, which we already talked about being a private recruiting school. So, again, Tommy going with the county teams, taking the Holly Pond boys.
Yes.
Coleman, I'm agreeing with him again. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going with a sweep tonight also. Coleman hosting Minor tonight at 7. How close do you think this game is?
It will be close. I think the difference for the Bearcats is going to be their long ball. They're going to have to hit it outside the arch, and that will be the difference maker because, like Coach Meyer said, Minor has some big guys on the interior, and Coleman's a perimeter shooting team. They're going to have to put it up outside the arch, and they do that successfully. They'll win a close one.
West Point playing SJP2, Pope John Paul II, and there's no way five guys from West Point can't beat the Pope.
That one, as out of all of them, in my opinion, that one will be the one that's probably not a close ball game. West Point will come out on top of that, and they will advance. But that said, too, don't let that stop you from going to see that game tonight at West Point. Right. But West Point should win that game pretty handily.
I got a chance to watch West Point at the county tournament, and, hey, when they're on, they're on. They can shoot the ball well from outside at times, and Ryder Jones inside, big kid, muscle his way around. West Point, when they're playing, hard team to handle. St. Bernard playing host Decatur Heritage. You think Bernard takes them?
Yes.
I'm going to go with you on that one, too. St. Bernard has flipped the basketball program around and getting some wins. Boy, I remember some St. Bernard teams from back when Tyler was in school that, man, they had a tough time. But St. Bernard getting some wins this year, and I think they get another one tonight over Decatur Heritage. Madison Academy, we talked about them earlier, and I hate to keep harping on them, but things keep popping in my head. Did you see the Coleman Times today, the 6'1", 12-year-old playing for Madison Academy girls?
No, I did not. 6'1", 12-year-old girl.
12 years old. They played Holly Pond girls last night and beat them soundly. But, that's the problem you have with a private school.
Now, where did they recruit her from?
I don't know.
Was that in the article?
I'm sure she lived in their district. So. And I'm sure she pays her fees just like everybody else. So Madison Academy, not a cheap place to go to school, from what I understand. So. What do you think about, we'll jump over to football as we wait on Coach Morris. Just get your quick opinion. I know you're an Auburn fan. What do you think about Auburn's recruiting class?
They hit it out of the park. You know, to use a baseball analogy, as we've been talking about basketball and football.
Cover all the sports.
They hit it out of the park, and I think they have filled some holes that we were going to have. You know, offensive line's one place. We've got to get some folks in there. Running back, Rock Thomas will step up. He'll tote the rock for him. No pun intended with him. I think they hit it out of the park. You know, the national pundits can say what they want about recruiting classes. It's obvious that you can have the number one recruiting class year after year after year after year, but you don't win the national championship year after year after year. So what do those folks know?
And Alabama, once again, as you said, the number one recruiting class.
As Steve Furrier says, they're just a bunch of underachievers.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. You may have some Alabama fans calling here in a minute.
So. Well, you know, if you've got, you know, you're like the New York Yankees. You've got the biggest budget. You pour out the most money. You should win it every year. You shouldn't get embarrassed by Ohio State.
Boy,
if you've got the number one recruiting class in the country.
Ohio State did do that and turned around and did it to Oregon also. And
that'll make the phone ring.
Yeah. Tommy said that, folks. It wasn't running. It wasn't me. So if you want to talk to Tommy, the number is 737-9951. We're waiting on Coach Mitch Morris to call. Maybe he'll get in before somebody else does, Tommy.
Well, I told you I was leaving at 5, didn't I?
No, you didn't tell me that. So. Hey, talking about the home court advantage at Cold Springs, a story, Randy Hassenbein coached several years at Vinemont, in fact, won the first Coleman County basketball title at Vinemont, made his first trip to Cold Springs and told me about it, and Cold Springs had a man, and everybody who's ever been anywhere around Cold Springs will know this name, Cranford Strickland. Cranford was a older gentleman, a special person, was at every ball game, but Cranford couldn't read, couldn't write, but he loved basketball, and so he loved the referee's uniform. So somebody got him a referee's uniform. They couldn't put the patch on it, got him a whistle, and he would wear it to every game. And Randy said he went to Cold Springs, and he had heard about the home cooking and how Cold Springs would get all the calls at home. And said he looked over there and he didn't know Cranford, and Cranford was sitting there in the stands with his referee uniform on, and said he got to watching him, and every time Cold Springs would score, Cranford would clap his hands and holler or something, you know, and he thought, I have never seen anything like this, where a referee actually sits on the home side and claps and yells for the team.
Right.
But Cold Springs, definitely a home court advantage. Holly Pond, a home court advantage. And Coleman, if you're going to get there, you might want to head on over there, Tommy.
So. Yeah, I bet you if you were to go check out some Twitter feeds or something now, you probably got some folks standing in line at Coleman right now.
And I think I actually may have just got a text about your Alabama comment, but it is not from an Alabama fan. It's actually from a Florida State fan. So, we're on Alabama recruiting also, talking about the kid that he signed from Georgia that was thought to be going to Auburn, has the domestic violence charge, which is yet to go to court, and the Petway situation, Saban letting him back on the team. Tommy, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on those are going to be harsh, because to me, playing college football is a privilege. It's not a right.
Right.
When you're there, in my opinion, the coach can tell you how you wear your hair. He can tell you how close you're going to shave if he wants to. If you
and why does Nick Saban need this kid? He's got the number one recruiting class in the nation without him. So
makes you wonder at what cost is winning.
Right. And thankfully, and I said at the time, I was given a hard time by an Alabama fan called in and really rode down the road of Auburn having him visit the campus and said, what does that say about Auburn's football program and their thoughts and their outlook? And Gus Malzahn said at the time he would never offer a scholarship to somebody with that charge. Thankfully, he didn't. Mm-hmm. But I said at that time, if Gus offers a scholarship, I lose all respect for Gus Malzahn.
Agree. If you make that statement, you know, you've got to live and you got to die by it. And, I would have to agree with Gus. You can move on to another athlete, because just regardless of what happens in that situation, if that's a bad seed, you don't want to plant that seed in with your other seeds in the program, because that's just going to spread. And, you know, it's not if one person gets special treatment, what does that say to the rest of your team?
And call me old-fashioned, but there's a little difference in choking your girlfriend and hitting her with a closed fist than there is a petty theft or smoking a little marijuana or whatever these players get in trouble for, you make a huge step when you get into domestic violence and domestic abuse.
True.
It don't take much of a man to beat on a woman. So, okay, if your comments didn't get Alabama people to call, then those probably will. But again, tonight, ball games going on all over. Let's see, I think Wallace will be starting Monday or... No, actually, I think it is Thursday starting at Wallace. I'm going to look that up. But actually, I think this week the tournament is all different than it has been in past years. Usually the area finishes up, the region plays, and then Wallace will start on Tuesday. But I think this year they may be starting on Thursday.
It looks like the Northwest Regional... slated for, let's see, that's the, well, it's the 11th through Thursday, the 19th at Wallace. So it doesn't actually tell me what day. It just tells me it's going to be running. Well, it does too. It tells me.
11th would be Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, so it looks like the Northwest Regional Tournament will be Wednesday, the 11th through Thursday, the 19th at Wallace. And then the state tournament will run February 23rd through the 28th at the BJCC.
So. I wonder how they've got that divided up. I'm going to try to get on the website and see here. But
yeah, you wouldn't think that teams that are playing tonight would turn around and play tomorrow.
No, a lot of teams had to make travel arrangements and not an easy trip to Wallace. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and hopefully Coach Morris will give us a call here in the next couple of minutes. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
For a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Right, the sun going down and 5:08. Coach Morris yet to call in, so Tommy, we may have slipped his mind.
Well, that or he's got his people together and they're trying to figure out where's Moolah. That's what he's looking for. He's trying to find the Moolah from People's Bank.
It is not at Holly Pond, so they can quit looking. So.
If you want to take a stab at where's Moolah, the number is 256-737-9951. We've got Moolah out there somewhere, and if you want to know where it is, we can put it on you.
That's right. Later on in the show, we're going to have an Alabama fan join us to talk Alabama football, and we're going to talk about the situation that we just discussed with the kid, and I can't remember his name now, but everybody knows who I'm talking about because we've talked about it so many times, that Nick Saban decided to sign. Tommy, you covered play-by-play football around the county this past year, so I'm going to throw this at you, put you on the spot again. I've done it all day, so why not now? Tell us a little bit about the season, any talent you see that could be moving on, and what it's looking like for next year, just something off the top of your head. So.
The one of the guys, just because you just mentioned his name a moment ago, as a standout big body on the inside for basketball at West Point, Ryder Jones. Not sure, you know, how recruiting is going for Ryder, but you talk about a big body on the football field that is a target at his tight end spot for one, and not to mention a big outside linebacker. He's got some talent. The Bearcats, you know, were another team who they, you know, despite the season the Bearcats had, disappointing for Bearcat fans, I know, but there's talent on the Bearcat squad that'll be back next season. And they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in Class 6A next season. Looking at Vinemont, how can you talk about a football season in Coleman County and not talk about John Michael Dye? Wow, you know that.
Yeah, he took our player of the week more than once. I think actually we gave him a plaque with it, two on it,
but right.
Save him some room.
You look at him and you say, what if, you know, had he not been injured and missed some ball games and played hurt, what could he have done? But that's another great athlete there. And then, you know, Cold Springs, my goodness, their football team,
right,
this past season, as talented as the basketball team, those guys were really explosive and fun to watch as well. You know, Hansville didn't quite have the season that they thought they were going to have this past season. They're kind of reloading. They'll be another force to be reckoned with next fall, as will the Fairview Aggies. I think there was a lot of excitement coming into the season for Fairview, and they kind of had a disappointing season based on what they thought they were going to do.
Yeah.
So there'll be some regrouping in the county, and again, you know, we'll get cranked up. Lord willing, this fall we'll get cranked up again and have Friday Night Live back and bring some of the most exciting football action to you right here on Live 95, and that's something that Jason Coretti and I have a passion for, doing the football games, and it just, you know, things worked out the way that they did with Jay giving us an opportunity and Jason wanting to get back into it, and I can't think of anybody else I'd want to do football games with than Jason Coretti, because he makes it fun, and a lot of folks have told me he comes up with more one-liners than anybody I've ever heard.
Hey, that's what it takes.
And, that keeps it going and makes the game interesting. We hope that we can bring the games to folks in a way to where if they're not really familiar with football, that they can visualize what's happening.
Right.
That's what we want, to make somebody be able to visualize it, whether they're driving down the road or they're sitting in their living room. They can visualize what's happening on the football field. So
yeah, you want to be able to see the ball being run or the pass being intercepted, and I listened to you guys several times. Great job. Tell me, what goes into deciding on a game? Wherever you think the most interest is going to be, or who's not covering what, or what goes into deciding what game you're going to cover?
Initially, we'll look at the schedule, and you know we'll try to work a little bit off of the 2014 season. See, okay, what are we going to expect out of these teams in 2015? And the first few weeks, we'll look at what we think are going to be good matchups, and those are what we'll try to schedule first. Once the season gets flowing, and we get about 4 weeks in, we'll be able to see, okay, who's for real this season, who has a good region contest coming up, or who's got a good county matchup coming up, and we'll look at how the season is actually developing for those teams, and that's how we'll decide where we go to broadcast those.
Right. And, man, I love football, but something special, again, this time of year in basketball, when it all boils down, you've got games like you have tonight, and it would be nice to be able to be at each gym and watch these kids as they take a huge step in their athletic career. Coach Willoughby, let's talk about Tristan for a little bit. He said, and correct me if I'm wrong, he has got multiple offers from Division I schools, right?
That's what he said. He said he has multiple offers from some big time Division I schools now, and his phone is continuing to ring. He, just like you mentioned, he got phone calls today from schools that he had not heard from yet that want to come check out tonight's ball game and so forth. And that's great for, it's great for Tristan. It's also great for Cold Springs High School, and it's great for Coleman County, but right. Coleman County on the map, because a lot of the other teams that Cold Springs has played throughout the year, those guys are also going to be on some of these films that these schools are looking at, too. Yeah. So the exposure overall can't hurt anybody.
And everybody is not going to make a Kentucky or a Duke, but some of these kids may get attention, as you said, by these coaches being there and the tapes being shared. They may make a Wallace State, a Samford, a Birmingham Southern, and as you said, it's good for everybody. So
mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, between Jack State, UNA, UAH, Montevallo, you know, right. They all have basketball programs that if you can have an opportunity to get into college and have somebody else pay for it, there's nothing bad about
and
that.
Mama Betty loves it. So, question I have, and see what you think: does an Alabama or an Auburn have enough sense? Or is Tristan not their type of athlete? I mean, Ronnie and I have talked about it before. It seems like to play at Alabama, and I'm not being prejudiced when I say this, or Alabama, Auburn, either one, you've got to be a 6'5 or above black kid who can leap out of the gym. They're not into recruiting the 6'2 white boy.
And it hurts, and I have to agree that, you know, that you can say that about football or about basketball. You know, there are a lot of athletes within the state of Alabama. You look at who goes to LSU, look at who goes to Texas A&M or to Arkansas. These are athletes that are coming out of Alabama that are going somewhere else. Phillip Rivers, you know, he's
right.
You know, for some reason Tupperville said he didn't fit our system for whatever the talk was there. He goes to NC State, goes on to the San Diego Chargers. You know, could he have made a difference at Auburn? I think he could have.
Oh yeah.
But you know, the same thing could be said for any of those. But yes, in basketball too. You know, it's almost like they're looking for that number one recruit, that five-star athlete from somewhere else to bring in, rather than looking at somebody who may be more local, who has heart in it,
right.
and can become that great player.
And that brings me to another point, and this could be a not-so-popular point, but I think it will be with the people around Coleman County. Your opinion, why does Wallace State not recruit a local high school kid from time to time, every 3 to 4 years, try to keep a local kid kind of on the squad and draw interest from the city of Coleman and Coleman County? You go to their basketball games, and there's basically nobody there.
The reason is, my opinion would be that the folks at Wallace State probably feel like if you live in Coleman County and you're going to go to Wallace State, you're going to go to Wallace State. Their thought process behind probably, you know, not recruiting someone for the ball game purposes, I don't know that crosses their mind. I think they're going out trying just, again, almost trying to find the best of the best athletes when they could look at just what you said. Let's get some good athletes from here. Yeah, they may be a 3-star, 2-star player versus a 5,
yeah.
But they're local. That's going to draw the community in. That's going to get us more seats in the seats. So to speak, at the ball games, put some money into the program and so forth.
And
good
you,
question.
You have saw it, and everyone has witnessed it through the years. You'll have a basketball player come through, and he'll sign with somebody else and never get the attention from Wallace. And I'm not talking about the coaching staff that's there now, because it's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they don't put a local kid on that team and at least draw some fans.
Right.
I mean, if he plays a minute, 2 minutes, you're still going to draw some fans.
Yeah, because you see it on the baseball or the softball side.
Right.
You know, but just, again, it just hasn't made that breakthrough into the basketball.
And at one point, the girls' division at Wallace recruited some local kids, and I would venture to say by doing that, they probably brought in more people during that time than the boys' program did. Mm-hmm. And most of the boys on that team, not anywhere close to this area. Yeah, I know they're trying to win the ball game. They're trying to make the playoffs and so forth. But something to be said for the dollar, too,
right.
and making the program some money. So I guess that's enough on that soapbox. So some will say, you know, it's just you don't get the athlete here in Coleman. I don't believe that. Tristan Chambers down at Cold Springs could play
go back and watch
anywhere
Hoosiers.
In the state. Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, great basketball movie, by the way. One of my favorites. So, all right, we got about 6 minutes. If anybody is listening to us in the Holly Pond area and you happen to have Coach Mitch Morris's phone number, give him a ring. Tell him to give us a ring, because I think he has moved on to the ball game by now.
He may be more into game prep. Yeah, we may could even give you an extra clue on Moolah if you can round up Coach Morris and have him give us a buzz.
Yeah, we might even give you Moolah. Hey, a local that has made it big, and actually at our school of Auburn, Keegan Thompson, baseball player from Coleman High School, see in the Coleman Times where he is one of 50 athletes nationwide, now not statewide, nationwide, to make the USA Baseball's preseason watch list for the coveted Golden Spikes Award. So, man, he was a force.
What an athlete.
Coleman. A lot of people thought he might even skip the collegiate level, go straight to the majors, but he's spending some time at Auburn and, as I understand, doing a great job at Auburn.
A great athlete, and back in the day, you know, April the 28th or 29th of 2011, after the tornadoes when power was out all across town, he could put away a couple of T-bone steaks, too. I'll just tell you that then.
He could do it, huh?
He was visiting a friend of his, Jordan Vass, who lived in the neighborhood where my folks live, and without power, we had gas grill over there at the folks, and we were putting some stuff on the grill, and Keegan and Jordan came over, and yeah, he could put away some T-bone steaks back in the day, too. So great to see him doing well at Auburn.
Yeah, proud for him, and Coleman has put out their share of baseball players, and I'm sure they've already got the baseball rolling and probably been rolling for a while at Coleman. That's what you got to do if you want to produce athletes like this. Question I want to ask you, Tommy, and again, I'm throwing curveball after curveball at you.
Since
today.
I first walked in the door, hey, can you sit in for sports talk today?
You didn't know you were going to be filled in 500 questions, but I like to get different opinions from different places. This is something that came up on Twitter back during the county basketball tournament. Jared Hembry holds the Coleman County basketball scoring record. Now, notice I said the Coleman County basketball scoring record. Okay, and I can't think of the kid's name now from Coleman, and I know it just like I know my name, but the kid that transferred from Huntsville playing at Coleman this year, Coach Meyer just called his name.
Anyway, Bronte
Harris.
Yeah.
Broke the scoring record. Okay. He is playing this year at Coleman. So is he now the owner of the scoring record, or is this just a county record? Now, keep in mind, it's not going to matter because Tristan Chambers is going to shatter the record next year.
Right.
But who holds the record right now?
Yeah, and wow.
this is one that will get people blood boiling.
It will, just because the same thing with the tournament. You know, I guess I was kind of taken back because I ran across it in Blount County this year and ran across it here where you've got a county tournament going on and your city school is not in a county tournament. You know, say what you want to about schools winning those year in or year out. To me, you're the county champ if you win your county tournament.
Right.
Now, that may not make a lot of city folks happy, but that's my opinion. You know, the same thing can be said in Blount County. You had the Blount County basketball tournament this year. The Oneonta City School is not in the tournament. You know, back in the day, all the teams were in the tournament. You know, and there were county teams winning, just like there were here in Coleman County. The county teams would win that tournament. It wasn't always the Coleman City that would win the tournament. So that's a tough question, Jason.
I could argue either side of that one. I mean,
No denying Bronte Harris, an excellent athlete, great athlete to put up those kind of numbers against the competition he's putting it up against in Class 6A. But you know, to claim a county scoring, record when the city and the county are not working together on records or tournaments or stuff, you know. Tough to say.
Would you be in favor for Coleman High School being admitted back to the county tournament?
I would.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I think it adds to the county tournament. I get the argument that Coleman walked away years ago. Folks, that was in 1950, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think we can move past that now.
Right.
Let Coleman back in the tournament. Let St. Bernard in the tournament if they want to win the tournament.
And they should be.
Yeah.
You know,
all the schools in this county.
To me, the Coleman County tournament is for all the schools in the county.
Right.
You know.
And people can like it or not, the Coleman High is in Coleman County. Yes, it's in the city, but it's also inside Coleman County. So.
Right.
And I think it adds, and I hate to keep harping on the dollar, but I think it adds dollars to the county tournament.
Well, and I started to say, you know, the the tax dollars that are spent in the city of Coleman also get returned to the county. So, you know, if you want to get political about it and talk about the dollars, you know, you shop or buy products in the city of Coleman, there's a county tax charge there too. So I know that's, you know, different from the basketball sort of,
right.
You know.
Okay, we're going to go to a fast break and hopefully come back with a little Alabama football talk and probably get a good argument out of Eddie Gwynn. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
All right, back with you, 5:29 Tuesday afternoon. You have got about 30 minutes to be at Cold Springs for the Cold Springs girls and Hatton girls. You've got about an hour and a half until the boys division kicking it off. I still want to use that term, even though we're in basketball season, tipping it off around the county. Let's run back through these real quick for those that may not have caught the first announcement. Cold Springs girls hosting Hatton tonight at 6 p.m. Cold Springs boys hosting Hatton also 7:15, 7:30 area, somewhere in there. Holly Pond boys will host West Morgan at 7 p.m. tonight. Coleman, we had Coach Bobby Meyer on with us earlier, hosting Minor tonight at 7. And again, Coleman and Cold Springs both reporting that fans already getting to the gym for tonight's game. West Point host St. John Paul II tonight at 7. St. Bernard host Decatur Heritage tonight at 7. And Tommy, say it again. You can make a game somewhere.
You can make a game somewhere. There's going to be some great basketball played in the county tonight. We've got four home games, so no matter where you are in the county, you've got time to go make a ball game tonight. Support whichever team is closest to where you live, and I guarantee you won't. With the slate of games tonight, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to hear highlights tomorrow. You're going to see it in the paper. You're going to hear folks talking about what happened at these ball games, and you can say, yeah, I was there.
So right, and we don't want to leave Vinemont out. I keep leaving them off this list because I'm giving host teams, but Vinemont traveling to Madison Academy tonight, a tall task for the Eagles as they go to Madison Academy. Madison Academy, I think, ranked top three in the state, but you looking at their record, Tommy, you would never know it. I think they're 12-11, 13-11, somewhere in that area. But that's a Madison Academy team every year. They play the Lee of Huntsville,
right,
the big schools, and so they're going to suffer some losses, but it pays off tournament time.
Yeah, playing up in competition is going to prepare you when you get back into your own division of playing teams of that caliber. When you can play up like that, it just gives you that greater experience or two. Going to bigger gymnasiums is going to prepare you for Wallace State when you have a bigger crowd. A lot of crowd noise are prepare you for going to Cold Springs, where they're going to make some noise and rattle the rafters over there. And the same thing with Coleman.
Tommy, did you happen to catch, you were just coming in, I think, and gathering things up, the short story I done on Lauderdale County girls?
No, I briefly caught it, but I know the Lauderdale County High School for years, as I can remember, has always put out some great girls basketball teams.
They are 35-0 this year. I say this because they defeated Huntsville, the Huntsville Bulldog girls, 64-28, 35-0 this year. January the 15th broke the state record for consecutive wins at 74. No less than 11 state championships since 1987. So
impressive.
I'm telling you, and I've seen those girls play, and they can play.
Well, you know, you do that, and then you get little girls who say, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to play Lady Tiger basketball or so forth. You know, the same thing in a way that they're going to grow up to be good young men and young women. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes. Kids are going to make mistakes. They all do. But I agree with you in what you say.
I made my share of them, but how many towns do you know of this day and time, especially the size of Coleman, that you can't think of a street right off the top of your head that you would be scared to walk down right now as it's getting dark. You go outside of Coleman, either direction, you're going to run into towns like that. But Coleman, a great place to raise a family.
Depends on if it has a yellow light or a red light on it.
Okay. That comment.
He just got back from Vegas, so.
Not sure where that one came from, but that was from the owner of the station. So
yellow means go, red means stop.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Green means go faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
five.
I got that backwards. Red is go faster. Green means stop. Yellow is.
That's what red
faster.
Really means.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're coming up on 5:50. Going to take our last break. We'll come back with another moolah clue and close out the day, Tommy. Before I forget, I want to thank you for sitting in with me today. Man, I would have been a dog out of water if you hadn't came in today.
No, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I've had respect for you and Ronnie for sure, but now even more respect knowing what kind of preparation goes in. Because like you said, I walked in blindsided, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I've hit you several times on the blind side. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Kind of caught me off guard there. I'll sing it for you. Money, 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 money.
All right, that's enough of that. Jay's money, money, money brings us to the last clue law. Boy, we are all tied up today. New law clue. There it is. Brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. Fine sponsors of this segment. And giving away $50 if you can solve where moolah is located. The first clue, you might want to look with wings or with wings, on wings, just anything to do with wings. Just keep the wings in the picture. That is the key to that clue.
And here's a hint. Buffalo Wild Wings is not built yet.
No, that is true.
Darn. So if you were thinking about it being on the empty lot down there, well, I just ruined it for you. So.
But okay. When it is, what a great place to have Sports Talk Live on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings sometime. You can write that one down. So, all right. Clue number two is the sum of the road is four. The sum of the road is four. So, that gets you in the general area. Now, you probably have to wait till Thursday to actually solve where it's at, because it is in a real particular place this time. It's not just a general area. So I think you'll need another clue, but nevertheless, the sum of the road is four, and keep wings in your mind, however you want to give that clue, with wings, flying with wings, whatever you want to say.
So, feel free to go and take another guess, 256-737-9951. We've got, 6 minutes left?
That's right, and if anybody solves this one with those two clues, I'll add a $20 of my own money to it, so we'll bump it up to 70. So call us, take a stab at it, never hurts. You know the sum of the road is four, so that gives you a pretty good idea of where we are looking at, but hey, that road can run a long way.
That's true. It does.
Yeah, Tommy, college basketball, Auburn. Right now, and a lot of polls are coming in, like the number 12 recruiting class coming up. Bruce Pearl, no doubt the man with a plan at Auburn.
He is, and it's going to take him a couple of years to get his guys and get his system put in place. But we'll kind of see how they do tonight. They've got an 8 p.m. tip off tonight against Arkansas. That can be seen on ESPNU tonight. But Yeah, Bruce Pearl, he's turned around the Auburn program in basketball. He's got interest in it. He's packing the seats. And give him a year or two to put the program in, recruit the kind of players he wants in his system, and you're going to see Auburn popping back up for sure.
What are your thoughts? And I don't want to jump on Alabama basketball, but I'm just going to call it like I see it. Anthony Grant, I think time very limited at Alabama.
I have to agree. He has, he's been given his shot for that program, and in a year where they, going into the season, thought they had some good athletes, were going to be contenders, they just hadn't panned out that way. So if there's a coach in the SEC that's on the hot seat right now, he's one.
Oh yeah, yeah. He is just, I think, getting his boxes and his rental van ready. And I think he sees the handwriting on the wall. Yeah. His job not made any easier by Bruce Pearl going to Auburn. That had to be the nail in the coffin.
So, Will, that said, puts you on the spot. If Anthony Grant's gone, Alabama's going to have to go out and get a bigger name than Bruce Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Which direction do they look? Do they look to Arkansas? Is Mike Davis that kind of person? Or Mike Anderson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure he wants an Alabama job. And being at Arkansas, that's, I think, his home state. So, I'm not sure who would want an Alabama job. No, I said the same thing about Auburn. Who would want to coach at Auburn? The only reason they got Bruce Pearl is his troubled past. If Bruce Pearl stays clean, he's never at Auburn. So
true.
My son thinks Bruce Pearl eventually ends up at North Carolina to fill in the shoes there when I can't even think of his name now. Yeah, names are leaving me today.
Yeah, and speaking of that,
Roy Williams.
Yeah. Keep the North Carolina family in your thoughts and prayers too. Great coach there passed away yesterday or so, and what a change he made in that program. Yeah,
Dean Smith, 879 wins. He coached Michael Jordan, so he put his share of them in the NBA. He will definitely be missed in Tar Heel country. All right, Tommy, we're going to come up 5:57, coming up on 5:58. Don't look like anybody's going to take a guess at Moolah. Again, quick rundown of the games, and listen to me and make sure I don't leave anybody out. Viamont traveling to Madison Academy, playing at 7 tonight. Holly Pond hosting West Morgan. Cold Springs will be hosting Hatton, boys and girls, and the girls just about to tip it off here in about 3 minutes. Holly Pond, I've already got that. Holly Pond, West Morgan. Am I leaving anybody at Coleman hosting Minor?
That sounds like the rundown.
West Point and the Pope.
True. West Point and SJP2.
That's right. So good basketball. Make it out if you can. If you can't, you can always catch Twitter. We'll be back with you Thursday and talk about the county teams and who's moving on to Wallace and who's not. And hopefully they all will be. Tommy, thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate you making the show.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity. War Eagle.
We'll see you Thursday, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman Tuesday Edition.
it's time to begin. Yeah.